This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are about to have an interview with Umalini, or a sensational singer and one of the leading female dance music artists owakhona khona la in Durban. Usentingoma eyiningi. She has an EP out, so check it out. And of course, usebenzisana futhi nabo Zex Mantwini. Nje ubusy up and down doing what she does best. Sifuna ukufaka njengamanje on the line sizwe ukuthi waqala kanjani ijourney yakhe in music. Malini? Hello, Malini. How are you?
Hi, Lusanda. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, my love. All right?
Yeah, I'm good, right.
Lalela, we all are jamming to your songs, man. Yeah, even all night. Yonke into ethi Malini nje hlezi lalele la ku MUT Radio.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for the support. I appreciate it so much.
I want to know, Wuti, who is Malini? Is Malini your name? Because I know, Wuti, you have a song, it's Ifo, Ifu, it's Malini Likonte, right?
Yes.
So, I guess, noma, lipuma lapu, noma vele weno, oh, Malini. But who is Malini?
So, kamalamla nyampelu tando lwetu ngoma.
Okay.
Malini is a stage name. I'm from KZN, Gakulela, in a small town called Potchefstroom, Ikamalake, Gasingi. So yeah, I'm a Gashi girl. And yeah, man, Malini is just literally, what can I call it? An alter ego.
Oh, okay.
If I may say, you know.
But I heard from interview from the, you know, the Black and Red station, mm-hmm. what you, when you were born in Empangeni, then Gakulela Potchefstroom. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, I was born there. I'm 1 year old, so I don't remember my experience in Bangeni, but yeah, I was born there. No.
Okay. Oh, so
yeah,
all right. Because I'm from Mbangeni, now I was like, hey, umkhaya ngadawe. But I'm like, I don't know. Kahlahle umkhaya ngokungiroba. How fit? 1 year, how can how? Is that what you? If you go to nje, born and bred in Mbangeni, umkhaya wam, I have no, I'm disappointed. Ngiyabona futhi nalana ukuthi you used to go by the name of Black Bird. Lo Black lo or no V.
Hey,
wawusahlupha. Tell me ukuthi uzoshintsha uthi uMalini, u Black Bird waqhamukele vele wona.
So Black Bird was inspired by Nina Simone. When I used to go by the name of Black Bird, I used to be more of a jazz Afro soul artist.
Yeah.
So I used to resonate with Nina Simone, and Nina Simone had the song Blackbird. When they described the Blackbird, it really was me at that time. So I really resonated with that name. But I had to rebrand. I wanted to rebrand because I wanted something new, different. Also, the name Blackbird started being so common. It started to annoy me. Wuti, like when you Google me, you couldn't find my stuff, and I wanted something unique, you know. When you search me, really does army and everything. So yeah, that's where the name change came about.
Let's talk about changing and rebranding. Manje usi dance music artist to social le Afro pop le dance lega, you know.
Yes.
That transition from being a jazz artist to a dance music artist, kwaku into kanjani kuwena le?
Honestly, it was difficult, but it doesn't mean ukuthi ngayiculi jazz or Afro pop, you know, and that. Yeah. But it was nice in a way, because jazz and Afro pop did give me that schooling. Now it's easier for me to jump on a house song and sound different, you know, because you learn a lot from genres like jazz, you know. Mm. The melodies there are like insane and are appealing, you know. So you get to be very versatile and you get to sound different, you know. Mm. So I think it helps more than anything for me to start that jazz and then move on to Afro house, because, you know, I don't think I'd be writing the music I'm writing now if I didn't do that.
Speaking about being versatile, your sound is different. You know, you have an amazing you have an amazing sound. We Afro House impala paraxiona lecho anegila. I feel like you vocalist efana no musake ganje ene sound ehlukile nje, you know. What inspires your current sound and style?
Honestly, I think it's the people I used to check, the musicians. Really people that really inspired me to do music, actually.
Yeah.
I know Amsaki and Amifaku inspired me with writing. Those women can write beautiful music.
And you're also friends with Nana Ata.
You know. So I'm surrounded by all these people, man, that are just phenomenal. I think I have this thing of taking a bit of something from each and every person that, like, in the industry that I really look up to, you know, and also legends like Abo Brenda Fassie. I used to listen to a lot of Brenda Fassie and Abo Musim Hlongo. So I think I'm just like an embellishment of all of that, you know, and I was able to just make it a sound that complements me and my voice.
You're also working with Abantu nje that are very prominent, you know, in the industry, like Abo Zexbantwini. You're just close to them as well. Abo Amanda Black, you've shared a stage with them. And Abona Foot, you know, Abo Drega, I think the couple as well, but not going to say skin just so but Ninta Yoda Nonke Lapo. You know? Are you guys under like one label or Iganjani into a Nakalanjan Wazan?
Oh, yeah, so we are all signed and under one label. It's called Zexbantwini. It's called Mayoni, sorry. Mayoni Productions, Mayoni Agency. That's Zexbantwini's agency. So
wow.
We're all in a family there. It's me, Nana Ata, Kinda Soul, Draga, Black Rhythm, Candy Dry, Sikona, Ngubusbolanji.
Wait, yeah. You are signed under Zexbantwini?
Yes.
I mean, I did not. I knew what to go according to him in my own label, the record label. But, okay, girl. Lalela, you need to be my friend because you have no condition. Speaking about your lovely music, your EP is out. And the EP, we have Ifu. Are you working with Abo Mobiazo? Tell me about your EP, the inspiration, the features as well. No, what's your 40? Effort to find you, was it Pumele EP Lane? Gwenza Galinge?
First of all, that was my debut EP. Craziest time of my life. Basically, that EP, I wanted it to be an introduction of me to the world because I didn't have much music out before the EP. I wanted to introduce myself to everyone in a way that people get to understand like different aspects of me. So if I were to break down the EP, it represents me in different ways. Things that I stand for in life. Things like love, prayer, God, family, and confidence, basically. So we have songs like Umama, that's family for me. That's the most important thing in my life right now. Family, Umama, my mother, like my pillar of strength. We have Ilao, which is Tanganyika, the song that I did with Mubiyalu. That song is literally just a passionate song about love and how amazing the feeling is. And we have songs like Mabibuza, which is a confidence song. Like, sure, I am here to step on you, on your neck. And, you know, I'm now, basically. And then we have Ifu, which is a prayer that I wrote with the kind of soul. It's a song that represents prayer and manifestation. Obviously, you know, everything is going to be dope, you know. So, yeah, that EP, basically, it's just and man, I didn't expect it to do this well. I mean, I'm lying.
I swear, I didn't know you up until Gufiga Lele in my babies because I know Guti Gukona Le Kona Ingoma. It's by but it's Amakama.
Yeah.
Gonji, is it? Who is it?
Kind of Soul.
Yes. Let's impagamo. So ngangizwa lapho ukuthi okay, this lady is a great vocalist. But manje mase ngithi mabebuza ngithi hayibo. Oh, so it's the same lady.
Yes.
But you're doing so well.
Amagama was the first Aqua House solo that I ever did.
Really?
Shout out to Karen before. He's the first person to actually put me in Aqua House. So he, yeah.
Oh, man, this is really, really great. And I always tell people about you. Even here, we meet to read. I was like, guys, because even Sipuma in music video, I was like, guys, Sipumile in music video, my babuza, check it out. Even my friends and family, pleasing it, Lalela. India Yamaline, Sipumile man, check it out. She's performing, Lana, check it out. Because I feel like, kukhona lama artists lawo that we don't pay attention to up until they really blow up, you know?
So,
angifuni nje ukuthi iyenzeke le nto ukubona because manje yabo basafuna ukwazi ukuthi who's Maline, but I'm telling them it's guys keep it locked in because mase sedumile lana nje bese nomona mase ngihamba naye. In closing, what can we expect from Maline in the near future?
You can expect a lot. This year I'm focusing on features. I'm going to be doing dope ass features with a lot of dope musicians in the industry. I'm also tapping into piano more. I'm going to be doing like a lot of dope features there. I don't want to say too much and jinx it for myself. But yeah, I'm not releasing any project just features this year, and more music videos and more visuals. So people must just look out for that.
All right. Your social media handles, about Bakthola Gopi, on Facebook and Instagram.
So on Facebook, Ikamalan Umaline Aura. My page is Maline Aura. And on Instagram, it's Maline _ Aura. TikTok. I'm actually on TikTok and I'm doing super long legs. So yeah, people can catch me on TikTok. It's Maline _ Aura as well. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, my love.
Thank you.
And have a beautiful year. We enjoy your young kid that's going to happen in your career from now going forward.
Thank you so much for having me. Shout out to
MUT. This is an MUT Radio podcast.